Canva has 265 million users. Let that number sink in. 265 million people, all opening the same app, browsing the same template library, dragging the same elements onto the same grid, changing the font to something they think is theirs, and publishing the result as their brand identity. 265 million people who have collectively decided that brand strategy is something that happens automatically the moment you pick a color palette. Spoiler, it does not. I want to get something out of the way before we go any further. Canva is a fine tool. It does exactly what it says it does, and it does it well. This is not about Canva. This is about the epidemic of business owners who open Canva on a Tuesday afternoon, spend 45 minutes swapping a logo into a template someone else designed for a fictional business that does not exist, and then walk away genuinely believing they have built a brand. They have not built a brand. They have built a vibe. A pleasant, inoffensive, completely forgettable vibe that looks exactly like the vibe their three nearest competitors built in their own Tuesday afternoon Canva sessions. Congratulations, you are now indistinguishable. Here is the part that nobody in the Build Your Brand in Minutes industry wants to say out loud. Design is the execution of a brand idea. Canva is a tool for executing design. Which means if you skip the brand idea and go straight to Canva, you are not building a brand. You are decorating an absence. You are putting an expensive frame around an empty wall, hanging it in the lobby, and telling people it is your identity. A brand is not a color. A brand is not a font. A brand is not a logo you generated in 15 minutes using an AI tool that has never met you, does not know your customers, and has no idea what makes your business worth choosing over every other option available. A brand is the specific, defensible idea that makes someone choose you instead of the cheaper version of you that is three clicks away. That idea does not live in a template library. It has to be found. Which requires thinking, which requires time, which requires the willingness to say something specific enough that it might make someone slightly uncomfortable. Canva cannot do that for you. No tool can do that for you. The frustrating part, the part that actually keeps me up at night, is that the confusion is by design. Every Start Your Brand in Minutes platform on the internet is actively selling you the feeling of having a brand without the work of building one. Canva, Squarespace, Wix, Luca, all of them are in the business of making brand-shaped objects that feel real enough to satisfy the part of your brain that knows you need a brand without triggering the part that would actually make you sit down and think about what you stand for. It is genius, honestly. They have monetized the shortcut so effectively that most people never realize they took one. Then they wonder why their marketing is not working. They wonder why they keep lowering their prices. They wonder why customers do not remember them, do not refer them, do not feel anything in particular when they interact with them. They spend more on ads. They hire someone to fix their social media. They redesign the website. They open Canva again. They pick a new template. They swap in the logo. Nothing changes because nothing changed. McKinsey's 2025 Design Index found that companies with low brand distinctiveness spend 30% more on customer acquisition than their differentiated competitors. That number is not a design statistic. That is a tax. It is the invoice that arrives every single month because you skipped the strategy and went straight to the template. The template felt free. It was not free. You are paying for it in ad spend, in lost referrals, in customers who cannot remember your name 2 weeks after they bought from you. The template is a payment you make later with interest for the rest of your business life. So use Canva, use it every day. Use it to make your posts and your decks and your flyers and your headers. It is a great execution tool, and there is nothing wrong with using it to produce things quickly. But for the love of everything that is good and original in this world, do the thinking first. Figure out what you actually stand for. Figure out who you are actually for and what you would have to say or refuse to say to earn their trust and nobody else's. Build the idea. Then open Canva and use it to express the thing you have already built. A tool is only as powerful as what you bring to it. Right now, most brands are bringing nothing, getting nothing back, and blaming the algorithm. It is not the algorithm. It is the absence of an idea. If you are one of the 265 million, you already know this article was written for you. Close Canva. Open up a conversation with me. From yours truly, Josh Pears. Thanks for listening. Find more about me at joshpears.com.